Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're going to begin in the year, Mirtzah Hashem, conclude Simen Shin Tzadi Gimel and start Shin Tzadi Dalet. So Shin Tzadi Gimel deals with it making an Erev on Yontif that's on Erev Shabbos. Are you allowed to do this or not? What are the particulars? The Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Ein ma'arvin eruvei chatzeros v'shitufei mavoyos b'yontif shecholios b'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and make an Erev on Erev Shabbos, which is yontif. So if Friday is yontif, you're not allowed to make on that day your Erev chatzeros or your shituf mavoyos. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, because mipnei shenira kimisakim b'yontif l'tzorech mocher, because it looks like you're preparing on yontif for the next day, and you're not allowed to prepare on yontif even for Shabbos. We know, of course, there's the famous dinim that involved with an Erev Tavshilin, but if a person did not make an Erev Tavshilin, so then you're not allowed to do any preparations on Yontif, even for Shabbos. Dirsha footnote number one brings another reason from Tosus and Erevin, and that is Sha'asu Lasus Ke Mishum Hachana. There's a preparation aspect over here. Shemechem Yontif L'Shabbos Heter Tilto. You're allowing now on Shabbos something to be carried, which wouldn't have been allowed to be done unless you're doing it on Yontif to be making it for Shabbos. Therefore, that is a separate reason why the rabbi said you can't make an Erev Chatzeros or Shituf Mavoyos on Yontif that's Chol on Erev Shabbos. Bottom line, if you forgot, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vim shochat the Erev." If you did this, so yesh l'stapik imhani. It's unclear. He brings down for the Prima Gadim if this will work or not. Is your Erev Chatzeros a good Erev Chatzeros or not? The issue footnote number two brings down. So let's say in Golos over here, in Chutz La'aretz, you have a Thursday, Friday Yontif, and on Yontif Sheni is Friday, and you forgot to make the Erev. So then the Kav HaChaim writes, two factors. If you don't know that you're not allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros on Yontif, and if you have a particular mitzvah reason to do this, there's some need for doing it over here, then the Erev works over here. Because Kivan Sha'anu Bekiyim Bekviyas HaChodesh, because we technically know that the second day of Yontif is really not Yontif. We know that technically it's not, and we only do this minhag avasinu biyadenu that we continue having second the Yontif, and therefore Yontif Sheni is a pure takon of Chazal. So since the Erev is a takon of Chazal, he says b'di'eved one can be mekel. Mishneh Berurah of Cotton Bays points out that when we're talking about Yontif falling out on Erev Shabbos, this could be Ben Shechol Shnei Hayamim Yom Chamishi Shishi. This would be a Thursday Friday Yontif, O Shishi V'Shabbos, or a Friday Shabbos Yontif. The same din applies. You have to do this El Yaniach Me Erev Yontif. Before Yontif starts, on a Thursday Friday, you should do this Wednesday afternoon. On a Friday Shabbos, you should do this Thursday afternoon and make your Erev Chatzeros Shitav Avoyis then. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'im shachach v'lo erev me'erev yontif." If in fact the person didn't make his erev chatzeros on erev yontif, and now v'cholu shnei yomim tovim b'yom hachamishi v'yom hashishi, and it's in chutz la'aretz, and you have a Thursday Friday situation of yontif, so one of the days really is not yontif. We hold both yontif because of Sveika Diyoma and Minhag Avoseinu Biyadeinu. So therefore, in this situation, there's another Eitzah. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Gimel, Pirush, Beyont of the Amwa, V'lo B'Erev Shabbos. We're talking here in general about any regular day of Yontif, Lav Davka on Erev Shabbos. But of course, it applies to Erev Shabbos as well in the Thursday-Friday situation. So what should you do? In this situation, the Mechaber writes, Ya'orei b'yontif al t'nai. On Thursday, for example, you make the Erev Chatzeros Shitov Avoyos over here with the t'nai. And you say, Shiyomar, im hayom chol, if really tomorrow was yontif, today is not yontif, Thursday is not yontif, Friday is really yontif, Yehei ze Erev, then I'm making my Erev Chatzeros now, prior to yontif. V'im hayom kodesh, and if Thursday really is the first day of Yontif, so then ein bidvarai klum, then what I'm saying is absolutely worthless because you're not allowed to make an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos. Then, ulamachar, and then on Friday, for example, Yomar, you should again say, with the same passes we'll see, im hayom kodesh, if today is really Yontif, that means that yesterday was not. Then, hare erapti meyesmo, then I really made an Erev Chatzeros that was working yesterday. However, v'im hayom chol, if yesterday was really yontif and today is really chol, so then, yehei ze erev, I'm making now, not on yontif, it's really chol, and I'm making my erev chatzeros in this fashion. V'hani mili, this works b'shnei yom tovim shogolios. This works on a regular Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot yontif in Chutz La'aretz, where you have 2 days that are definitely only one of them is technically yontif, the other is only Sveika D'Yoma and Minhag Avoseinu. However, Avu Bishnei Yamin Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, lo. This won't work for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is different than the 2 days of Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. As we know, the Kiyoma Arich Dodamya, that is considered like one 48-hour single day. And therefore, according to one opinion, Rosh Hashanah is 1 day, even though we celebrate it as 2 days. Another opinion says it's also Sveika Dioma. So that's a machlok is how we deal with Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we go over here, Luchomra, and we say, Dechayoma Arich Dodamya, and therefore, you can't do this Tanai, which works on a Pesach Shavuot Sukkot 2 day Yontif. It would not work on Rosh Hashanah. And the Ramah says these dinim are discussed in greater detail, Ayin Lekamen in Simin, Tov Kuf Chav Ches, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet tells us that you make this tie over here, and also ubelo bracha, don't make a bracha, because one of the times it's going to be a bracha levatala, and therefore it brings down for the Birkei Yosef in Simon Tov Kuv Chav Zayin in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, don't make a bracha, because again the maisa will work, the bracha is a suffix brachos lehokel. Sivkot and Hey, Yehaze Erev, you say Letzorach Shabbos, the tie he brings down for the Taz, this should be my Erev for Shabbos, obviously for Yontif you don't need the Erev. Sivkot and Vav, Ulamacha Yomar, and then on the second day of Yontif, you say, Al Oso Apas, you take the same bread, the same box of matzahs over here. Because Shim Yomar Al Pasach, if you did it on another box of matzahs, another bread, you'd start Lishmar Gam HaPasarishon. You need to make sure that you save both of the two boxes over here, Shia Kayim Ad Shechoshcho Leil Shabbos. Both of them must be extend at the time Ben Hashmashos of Shabbos comes in. Because Dishema Yom Esmo HaYachol, because maybe yesterday was a weekday, it really wasn't Yontif, Vichol Eruvo, and therefore yesterday's box of matzahs really was the Erev box of matzahs, and therefore that must also be extend at the time Shabbos starts. So therefore he makes a practical suggestion, use the same box of matzahs. This way you have only one box that you have to make sure is present at the start of Shabbos and not two boxes. The issue footnote number 3 brings down another reason from the Taz. He says, Shemitzvah ben amuchol la'ari ba'osu apas. He says, specifically, we're doing it not just for convenience to make sure that the bread is around, but he says once you've done the mitzvah already with one piece of bread, then you should do it with that same piece of bread. Similar to, we have the idea that when you make an Erev Tavshilin, that we try to eat it by the Lecha Mishnah, or to use it for Shalosh Shudis for the rest of the Yontif. And therefore, in this situation, we try to do another mitzvah with it. So he brings this down as another reason why we bedavka use the same box of matzahs. He brings down from the Tefer Shabbos, however, Yesh Kan Rak Mitzvah Achas. He says it's not really two mitzvahs over here, only one of the two days is really a mitzvah, the other one is nothing. But he himself gives a teretz over here, Shemiskavi Lasos Bo Mitzvah. He wanted to do a mitzvah with it, that's also called a mitzvah. Then he finally concludes from the Kaf HaChaim, based upon the Taz, Shehov V'Hizcha Lasos V'Pas Zuhas HaMitzvah, Roy Yishig Merena Bo Sopas. Since you started doing the mitzvah with this box of matzahs, then continue doing it with that same box of matzahs. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin. He says, Dimin HaTorah Kodosh Rak Yom Echad. By irregular Chutz Loretz Yontif, only one of the days is really holy. Vasheni Mishum Sveik, as we pointed out, the second day is Sveik of the Yomah. Sivkot and Ches, the Ramok said to look ahead in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, Simen Tov Kuf Chav Ches. Over there, the Shom Avar, the Yisra, and Ochas Erev Chatzeros, Beyontif, Shechol Yos Be'er Shabbos, Hu Afilu Eminiach, Eruv Tavshilin. This applies, even if you made an Erev Tavshilin, this same din applies. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Echod Eruv Chatzeros v'Echod Shitufei Mavoyos, both for the din of Eruv Chatzeros or Shitufei Mavoyos, Ma'arvin Osam Bein Hashmashos. You are still allowed to go and make the Eruv up to, and including the time of Bein Hashmashos. And he says this is true, V'afilum Karkibel of Tosefes Shabbos. Even if you accepted upon yourself Shabbos early, like you're allowed to do, the first opinion of the Mechaber over here says you can still make an Eruv Chatzeros up until the Bein Hashmashos period of time. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Tes, Ayin Le'el Simen Reish Samachalav Sifalav Mishnah Berurah Ubir Halacha Masha Kosav Nushan. And the issue footnote number 5 reminds us what it said over there, that L'chatchila, you should not be Ma'acher. You should make the Erev Chatzeros before the Banish Marshals, but B'di'evit, it's okay during the Banish Marshals. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah said over there, Shema'ari B'Banish Marshals Yochol Gam L'Varach. You can even still make a bracha over there during the Banish Marshals period of time. And he brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas No L'Bisharim, he's not sure that that's correct, and he left it with a Tzorach Iyin. And so too, the Kaf HaChaim says he's not sure if you're allowed to make the bracha during the Banish Marshals period of time. However, the Nusach of Behed Bahadein Eruva, that the Erech HaShukun says you can say even if you can't say the bracha. If you're mesupak, if you're not sure, is it the Banish Marshals period of time, or is it already past the Banish Marshals and it's ready to say Kochavim? So the Bir Halacha over there said, Shizor Lolavaruch. In that situation, don't make a bracha. And does that Erev Chatzeros work? That's a whole separate Shaila. However, he says, Lachorah, Tzoruch Lahachmir, one should not use such an Erev unless there's extenuating circumstances. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud tells us, "Rosh Shalomah the Mechaber was saying over here, Shekvar Kibel Olav Kodim Shenasa Ben Hashmashos. You accept the Shabbos early, before the Ben Hashmashos period of time, and therefore the Ika Tarti L'Reyusa. And you might have said, well, he accepted Shabbos, and it is also the Ben Hashmashos period of time. Safilu Hachishari. Nevertheless, it's still good over here." The issue footnote number 6 explains why this is allowed, because he brings that from the Beis Meir, because the whole din of Erev is a rakah din de Rabbanon, and Ben Hashmashos is a Safiku, and therefore Safik de Rabbanon Lakula, that's why we allow the Erev to be made, we don't make the bracha. But he questions, he says, according to many poskim, Tosefet Shabbos is not a din de Rabbanon, it's a din de Araisa, and therefore, in Cain, Zman Zeh Eino Safik, then it's not a Safik over here. So he's Mechadesh, he says, Kniyas Erev Eino Tluya Bizman Tosefet Shabbos. He says that for the Erev Chatzeros, it's independent of your accepting Shabbos, it's when Shabbos actually comes in. Interesting Chiddush. So that was the first lenient opinion of the Mechaber. Then he brings down the Yesh Osrim, Im Kibel of Tosefet Shabbos, that you're not allowed to go and make the Erev Chatzeros over here once you've accepted upon yourself Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yudal says, Ula did who? Also B'nei HaKabbalah, because you accepted Shabbos, that's why you can't do this. However, Afilu Adayin Lo Yigiyah Zman Ben Hashmashos. This is true even if it's not yet Ben Hashmashos. And the reason is, Taimon Dekibon Shekibel Olav Beferish. Since you said, I hereby accept upon myself Shabbos, Tosefet Shabbos, Chomer Dover Zeyosem Yizman Ben Hashmashos. This is more stringent than the Ben Hashmashos, which is a Safek, because here you definitely took it upon yourself, the Asim Emela. The Ben Hashmashos comes by itself, but here you definitely accept it upon yourself, therefore it would be forbidden. Sivkot Yud Beis, Mibir HaGra, Mashma, the Vilna Gaon says, Shemetzadi Ladino Kadezu. He passes like the Momach Meshit over here of the Yesh Osrim, and he says as well, look in this Ayin La'el, Simon Reish Samachala Siftala, Bivir HaLocha, Dibra Maskul, Ein Ma'arvin, what it says over there. And the issue footnote number 9 reminds us that there seems to be a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Over here, Shekan Hevi is Das HaMatirim B'Stam. Here he says the first opinion is the Stam opinion, and Das Osim is a Yesh Omen. And therefore, Nira Shaposa Kedas HaMatirim. It sounds like he's passing like the first more lenient opinion. That's the normal way. When you have the Yesh Omen or Yesh Osim, that's normally the way that he does in Paskin. Vilu Shom Pasak Shalol Ariv Achar Anias Baruchu Afa Bishadayin Yomu. But there he seemed to say that you can't be Ma'ariv after you accept it upon yourself Shabbos by saying Baruchu, even though it's still daytime. So it seems to be a stira. So he brings down from the Achronim, Kan Meduba B'Yochad Shekibel Olav Shabbos. Here we're talking about an individual. U'Bezeh Pasa Kedasa Mekilim. Here he's more makel to say, well, he's only an individual. The community hasn't accepted it, so the Erev can work. So Mutul Ari B'Safik HaShecha. However, Masha'en Kein Le'el. Previously, Meduba Shatzibur Kiblu Aleim Shabbos Shedin Mchomor Yosef. There, the Hotzibur took upon themselves Shabbos, and therefore, in that situation, the Erev would not work. He brings down another teretz as well. This one is from the Dago Meravava, who says that here he accepted upon himself Tosefes Shabbos, and therefore Lo Kibel Al Atzmo Ela Iser Asay. And therefore, since he's accepting upon himself as an Asay Shabbos over here, Yesh Lahako Be Iser Shvus, you can go and be Mekel in regards to a Din Rabban. As opposed to over there, when he said Baruchu in the previous Shulchan Aruch, Minastan Kibel Atzmo Kedusha Shabbos Mamish. That's a full acceptance of Shabbos, including even a Los Asay De Rabban. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Erev L'Shnayim. What does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Hainu, Sheshnayim Asohu Shaliach, two people made him a Shaliach, Lo'ariv Bishvilon, to go and do an Erev for them. So he did one of them, Li'echod Mibo Yom, one he did before the day was over. V'nechalo Erev Ben Hashmashos, and that Erev was eaten up between the Ben Hashmashos period of time. U'Li'echod Erev Ben Hashmashos, so the other person, he made his Erev Chatzeros during the Ben Hashmashos period of time. So the Mechaber tells us, Shneim Kanu Erev, both of these Erevs work over here. Shalom, so Shenecha Le'ruvo, for the one that was eaten up, Ben HaShemashos, we say, Anuchoshim also Laila. It's considered halachically Laila for that person, and therefore the Erev was present during Laila, at the start of Shabbos, and therefore it's a good Erev. I for the other person, Ula also Sheiniach Eruvo Ben HaShemashos, the other person who we put it there during the Ben HaShemashos. If you say for the first person it's Laila, say for the second person it's also Laila, you're not allowed to make your Erev on Laila. So he says, no, Choshven also Yom. You're allowed to have over here what seems to be a Tarta de Sasri, that for one person the Ben HaShemashos is called day, and for the other person the Ben HaShemashos is called night. Nevertheless, that's not a problem, even though it's the same person doing this. However, Avalon Erev Olav Ben HaShemashos, Nechal Eruvo Ben HaShemashos also, but everybody would agree that if you put the Erev out during the Ben HaShemashos and it didn't survive till the end of the Ben HaShemashos, somehow got eaten up, then also you wouldn't be able to rely upon that Erev Chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Dalet, Ukvar Cholo Erev. As soon as we say that it's nighttime, the Erev counts. So if you count the Ben HaShemashos as nighttime, the first person is okay. Sifkot Tesvav, for the second person, Choshen Oso Yom, V'niach Bezmano, and therefore it's as if you put out the Erev during the daytime. Even though it's attached to the sasri, how can it be the same person? For one guy, he's doing it day, and one night he's saying it's night. Nevertheless, mikol makom, keeping the eruv katsiros milsa the rabbanon, since his whole din is a din the rabbanon, talinon lekula lekol echad viyechad. Each of them is allowed to take the leaning approach. Sofik lekula mishum the sveik of the rabbanon lekula, because it's all a sofik the rabbanon, and you can take each of them can take the more leaning opinion as is based upon the gemara. However, if in fact it didn't last through the Bein HaShemashos and was put there only during the Bein HaShemashos, the Kulei Halo Mekalino, the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't meet so Mekel. L'chalik has been Bein HaShemashos Gufal Ishachot, that we don't say for the same individual. We can say the first part of the Bein HaShemashos was day and the second part of the Bein HaShemashos is night. That we don't do. The Hainu Linyan Hanochel L'Shavi Kiyom L'Linyan Achil L'Shavi Kelaila, that we don't do, to say that putting it there was day and it was eaten up, it was already night. That far we do not go. That concludes Simen Shin Tzadi Gimel, and we start Simen Shin Tzadi Dalet, which deals with Sofek Erev. What is the halacha? Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Sofek Erev. If you have a Sofek, whether your Erev is good, what does that mean? Kigon, Sofek im hoyo kayam bein HaShemashos im lav. You don't know, did it or did it not survive through the Bein HaShemashos. You put it out there, and then you come back later on, and it's not there. So when did it go away? Was it going away during the Bein HaShemashos? Was it eaten up during the Bein HaShemashos or not? So in this situation, mutter, we're allowed to rely upon the Erev Chatzeros again because of the principle, Sofek Derabbanon Lekula. As the Mishnah explains in Sif Katan Aleph, Rotsu Lomar, Shenecha Lo Nisrafa Erev, Ve'enu Yodeyim, Hoya Kod Mishitzchel Ben HaShemashos, Osho Yokayim Bizman Ben HaShemashos. We don't know. Was it totally destroyed, eaten up before the Bein HaShemashos started, and then there's no Erev Chatzeros? Or was it during the period of time that the Bein HaShemashos still extant, and it only got eaten up at some later point in time? So then, as long as it was around part of the Bein HaShemashos period of time, it's a good Erev Chatzeros. So in this situation, we say, Sofek Derabbanon Lekula, and therefore it is a good Erev. V'hu Shoya Locheskes Kashus, the Mechaber tells us, as long as we know that it was definitely placed there before Shabbos started, and only subsequently Erev Osofek, so then it's good. Avalim Lohais Locheskes Kashus, but if it did not have a Cheskes Kashus, for example, if you go in Sofek, Im Hunach Shom, Im Lav, we don't know whether it was placed there or not. And now it's a total Sofek, then low. Then you can't rely upon this Erev Chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sukkot and Beis, the Af, the Pasak Le'el, B'Simen Shin Tzadikim, what we just learned a moment ago, and as well, B'Simen Reish Samach Aleph, the Ma'orvin Erev Chatzeros Bein HaShemashos, you are allowed to go put it there, albeit maybe B'Di'evit, but you are allowed to go put it there Bein HaShemashos and it would work. The Ein Lo Cheskes Kashus, even though there is no Cheskes Kashus that it was ever good, because maybe the Sofek Bein HaShemashos is really nighttime. Nevertheless, Al Karcho Tzorech Lomai, the Sofek Im Hunach Klal Goretve. If we don't know if it was ever put out there or not, that's worse than putting it out there during the Bein HaShemashos period of time. And therefore, Lo Kein, Im Hiniach Lishitufe Mavoz Bosa Shel Sofek Trefa. Ain't aware of. If, for example, you put out something that may not have been kosher, and therefore it wouldn't function, so then in that situation, you don't have a cheses kashus that ever was there, so then it's not good for an Erev Chatzeros. Because in this situation, that's the exact same equivalent to, I don't know if it was put there or not. And you need to have a halachically kosher food meal based there before Shabbos starts. And he tells us this is further discussed, Ein in the Bir Halacha. If you look at the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Avolam Ohi, Locheskes Kashus, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon that the Makar for this din is for the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Lamed Vav, Aval Erev Bitruma, Sofek Tahora, Sofek Tmeya, then it's no good. But after my Rishom Linyan, Erev Tchumim, even though that's talking about an Erev Tchumim, Sover Duhuadin, Erev Chatzeros, he holds that the same Halacha applies for an Erev Chatzeros. With this, we conclude today's Shir.